From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Ivory Coast's government resigned Wednesday in a move that President Alassane Ouattara said would bring more efficiency to the West African state just 2 months after he was elected. This is Prime Minister Daniel Kabla Khan. As we hear here, he is presenting his resignation and that of his government. It was to have been the first cabinet meeting of the year in a move that observers said was expected. A new cabinet is to be put in place in the coming days, targeting greater cohesion and more efficiency of government action, according to President Ouattara. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country's capital. In Bangui, the head of the mission said he was determined to track down and punish the alleged culprits. He says, I am deeply shocked and deplore it, but our concerns go beyond people's reactions. We will take extremely aggressive measures, firstly to investigate these new cases and to take action against all of those who are involved in these horrible acts. We will also show our compassion to the victims. It's not clear how many peacekeepers were involved in the alleged abuse or what countries they're from. The International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde told Nigerian lawmakers Wednesday that the fund does not support foreign exchange restrictions and that any such measures should be temporary. She made the comments in an address to senior Nigerian parliamentarians during a four-day visit to the nation. She has introduced foreign exchange curbs and allowed only limited devaluation after prices for the oil exports collapsed. VOA News. North Korea announced Wednesday that it successfully conducted a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb test Wednesday, defying again UN resolutions banning the country's nuclear weapons program. Meanwhile, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says, if confirmed, North Korea's hydrogen bomb test would be in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. The IAEA Director General Yukio Amano issued a statement.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea announced today it had carried out a hydrogen bomb test. The DPRK's nuclear test, if confirmed, is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions and is deeply regrettable.
Amano went on to say that the IAEA remains ready to contribute to the peaceful resolution of the nuclear issue by resuming its nuclear verification activities in the North once a political agreement is reached among countries concerned. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said 428,468 migrants were part of the flood of people exiting Syria. Syrians were by far the largest single group of nationals among the migrants coming into Germany. Germany also says it will not be accepting as many refugees into the country as it did last year. Thomas de Maizière is the German Interior Minister. He says the fact that we have the highest number of refugees in the world since World War II will have an effect on Germany. We think that the number of refugees and asylum seekers that came to Germany is too high, but we're working to prevent such numbers for 2016. The French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo marked the first anniversary of the deadly shooting attack at its Paris offices with a cover that is characteristically provocative. Wednesday's issue of the magazine depicts a cartoon image of God carrying a Kalashnikov rifle with the caption that reads, 1 year on, the killer is still at large. 8 Charlie Hebdo staffers were among a dozen people gunned down at the magazine's offices on January 7th last year in a three-day series of attacks that ended up taking a total of 17 lives. Several U.S. airlines are raising base round-trip fares on domestic flights by $6. It's the first large-scale increase since June. J.P. Morgan Chase analysts say that Delta Airlines began boosting prices on Monday and was quickly matched by Southwest Airlines. Both airlines confirmed the report. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.